In Isaiah chapter 40, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfort to me, Jerusalem, crying to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for her sin. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. I almost quoted the New Testament rendition of it. Amen. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Woo-wee. John the Baptist ministry was a great ministry, wasn't it? There have been some men that made such an impact on history that they actually made the crooked straight. Amen. John the Baptist was one of them. He straightened out the crooked of Abraham's children. Hallelujah. During the ravages of the French Revolution and the rise of the first communistic regime, you know, where they went in and destroyed everybody that had any sense. Everybody that had any money, everybody that had any land, everybody that owned any property, everybody that had an education, everybody that was a doctor, everybody that was a lawyer, they cut his head off. Amen. And they were all rendered suspect, and they killed so many talented people that they didn't have anybody left that was really qualified to rule. Amen. And John Wesley was just across the English Channel, 40 miles away, and John Wesley rose up to preach the gospel to England, and it is a historical fact that John Wesley saved England and the United States from the ravages of the French Revolution. It would have overlapped, leaped across the English Channel, and almost did anyway. In fact, in the banking establishment, there were a lot of people involved that were banking on both sides. Amen. And a lot of people that were killed were people that really were citizens of England. Amen. But John Wesley came along just in time to make the crooked path straight. Praise God. I don't know what to call this other than just the power of an influence of gospel preaching. How important it is. Praise God. Prepare you the way of the Lord. This alludes to the fact that many times in medieval days and Bible days, they would go before a king when he was coming into town or into the area, especially for the first time, and they would work the road that he was going to travel. They would smooth out the road and literally, many times, build new roads. They would fill up valleys, ruts, rough places, amen, pull down the ridges and the mountains and actually make new roads. Praise God. And here he is alluding to that when he said, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Amen. The reason they went before the king to make a way for him was they didn't want the king to be offended. They wanted him to bless them. Well, praise God, how much more do we not want God to be offended? We want God to leave a blessing behind, don't we? So let's make a highway in our hearts for our God. Pull down the crooked. Amen. Pull down the mountains and lift up the lowly and amen. The ground's level at Calvary. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. That's the best way to build a highway. Amen. Fill the valleys and knock down the mountains. Amen. And that's the way they built the biggest interstate system in the world. In the United States, they moved mountains. Literally moved mountains. And they took those mountains and moved them over a truckload at a time and a bulldozer and a scrape at a time, amen, and filled up those valleys, and now you got a straight road, and you can drive about anywhere you want to in a few hours' time, because they built bridges, they filled up the valleys, and they tore down the mountains, and what a road system we've got, and what an opportunity to go for God. Hello, Andy. Amen. Andy knows about those roads. He keeps them hot. Amen. Brother Asher knows about those roads. He don't let too much grass grow under his feet lately. Mike called me this week from down in Texas, Arkansas area. Amen. Trying to make it head this way. Trying to get here if possible for Thanksgiving. Might not make it. Amen. But hallelujah. He's not letting any grass. You ain't seen him, have you, Andy? Hallelujah. Amen. It's a wonderful opportunity we have. Amen. You know, it used to be all day's job to go to town 4 or 5 miles away and do the shopping and come back. I mean, all day's job Saturday. Amen. You pull the wagon with a team and rolled into town and hitched them up in the wagon yard, they called it. And did your shopping, and then you had the team pull a wagon back, and about dark you got home in time to do the chores if you got there by that time. Amen. It was an all-day job to go 5 miles to town. Town was so far away. 5 miles. Amen. To town. Amen. I drove 175 miles one way today to a funeral. Amen. And I got there real early. It started at 10 instead, 11 instead of 10. And so I drove all the way back to Mount Vernon, about 20 miles back to Mount Vernon to McDonald's and ate breakfast. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about 20 miles. Amen. And ate breakfast. And then drove back and still got there for the funeral early. Whew, what an opportunity we have today. I got home, amen, in time to read the mail and the newspaper and the Bible and pray, hallelujah, and eat a whole platter of fish. What an opportunity we've got today. Amen. Why, I tell you, our opportunity is so great today. I went down, I tuned in Gene Huff's station, and he had his deal where they take pledges over the telephone, you know, Sheraton, yeah, Sheraton. And he had Brother Burkett on there, got Brother Burkett on there about all this week, and some more preachers, amen. And his son-in-law was down for Thanksgiving, Mark Brooks, and they had him on there today. And, amen. And Mark testified that he got back to the Lord. They wanted to testify about getting back to the Lord. And he said, well, said, tell the truth about it. Said, I just got saved. Said, I preached the gospel for 15 years and wasn't even saved. Well, I wanted to call him and tell him he needs to be more saved now. Amen. Because I happen to know he was saved. But that's one of the attributes of a backslider. If you're still a backslider, you can't see your nose, your hand in front of your nose. You like when I was talking to my uncle, I was with him when he got saved. I was with him when he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I went to church with him. I pastored him for a year and 9 months. Amen. And hauled him to church. We went to Jack Cole's meeting and Oral Roberts' meeting and all these big meetings across the country. Amen. And after he backslid, I went to see him in Independence, Missouri. That's a suburb of Kansas City. It's part of Greater Kansas City, and I talked to Jay about how he used to be saved and filled the Holy Ghost, and he said, well, I thought I was. Amen. I know he was. Amen. But it's a part of still being backslid, you know, that you count the thing that God did for you back there as non-effect. Amen. And I heard them preaching over the radio doing things over the radio, and I thought, what an opportunity we have today to preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. Prepare you the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert, a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and every hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Amen. Ooh-wee. Charles G. Finney's ministry was like that. He so straightened out New York City with his ministry that they couldn't have a dance or open a saloon for 6 years. Amen. Charles G. Finney. 80 or 90%, I forget the figure, of his converts went on with God. Billy Graham came to New York and had supposedly 10,000 people made decisions for God, and they followed up the meeting and searched high and low and could only find 25 that were still living for God. Amen. It makes a difference who's doing the preaching. Amen. John the Baptist was anointed of God, had the power of God. Charles G. Finney was filled with the Holy Ghost, anointed of God. John Wesley kept his date with destiny, praise God, and saved American Great Britain from the revolution that tore France apart. Amen. Revival did it. That's what America needs, revival. That's what England needs, is revival. Amen. That's what Australia needs, is revival. They're in as bad a shape as England, or worse. Amen. Back when Oral Roberts was doing good, he had a campaign in Australia, and they almost martyred him down there. He had to close his meeting early and come home. And they said in Healing Waters magazine, that's what he called his magazine back then, he said they decided it wasn't time for Oral Roberts to be martyred yet. It might have been better to have been martyred in Australia preaching holiness than for things to work out the way they did. Amen. Hey, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That makes a difference too, when you can say, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Todd Smith's in the hospital with a growth the size of a watermelon, a pie melon shaped like a pie melon we raised in the garden, a football, a growth growing on his main aorta. The doctor was going to go in and let the fluid off the collapsed lung, stuck a needle in there, and he didn't find fluid, and he knew he was up against it. And so they set the date. They was going to operate on him Monday morning. Amen. That's his back last year. Amen. And March a year ago, I guess. Amen. When it happened. And everybody was praying for Todd. And I went down. I woke up from a dream that morning. God had spoke to me in a dream and said, I will deliver thee. He gave me a message for Todd. Amen. I will deliver thee. An angel spoke to me. Had a robe on about the color of Andy's. Amen. Just appeared so brief and then disappeared. Long enough to say, I will deliver thee. Amen. I swung out of my bed that morning. Amen. And turned on the computer and typed in the words in the search, in quotation marks, I will deliver thee. And the computer spit me out 5 good copies over the Bible. I will deliver thee. I copied them off, several copies. Amen. Signed my name to it. March 30th, I think it was, 6 o'clock in the morning by L.L. Collins. Because a lot of times if you say it after the fact, you know, folks will say, well, you just made it up. So I wrote it right down, what God told me before I ever went to see him, and took him a copy with my name signed to it. Amen. And the date and the time God gave it to me. Praise God. And Sister Collins and Brother Sister Valentine was with me, and I handed him his copy, and several copies, in fact. And I have one regret. His grandpa Smith was there, and his uncle Bert was standing there, and neither one of them saved. And I have only one regret, that I didn't have them to sign it too, as witnesses, that I gave it to him, thus saith the Lord. Praise God. Well, that morning, that afternoon, he was to go into surgery. The doctor came out and said he took out a tumor the size of a watermelon, had to break one rib to get it out, and he was 99% sure it was cancer. I'd already gone back home and was out working in the field. And my wife called me. Kim was on the phone, my daughter. She said, "Dad, why aren't you down here?" Said, "The doctor just took out a tumor the size of a watermelon out of Todd's chest and said, he's 99% sure it's cancer, and Laura and all of them is devastated. Why aren't you down here?" I tell you why I wasn't down there. I already had the word of the Lord. Amen. I got ready, took my time, went down there. Amen. And tried to tell the folks. Amen. I told them what the Lord had showed me that morning. Amen. And one of the sisters in his church said, "Woo!" Said, "I feel like having church." And she started shouting a little bit. Amen. And that's Strother's sister that goes to his church. Strother Williams' sister. Amen. Sister Cole, is it? Cole? Amen. And the next day I went back and took some more copies because I figured somebody might need one, and I gave Vern Smith one, his dad. He was standing there over him. Amen. I'd told him that day, the day before. Amen. And so I went in, I gave him a copy, and he grabbed a hold of it like a drowning man will grasp a straw and put it in his pocket. Praise God. Amen. Well, the doctor said he's 99% sure it's cancer, but I had the word from the Lord. Amen. I will deliver it. I didn't care what it was. I knew the Lord's going to deliver it because the angel of the Lord had spoke to me. Amen. And then disappeared. Said, "I'll deliver thee." Hallelujah. That makes all the difference in the world, folks, when you know what you're talking about. Amen. And I gave him his copy. Amen. The doctor said, "We don't want to." He said, as he came in that day, in the afternoon, he said, "We don't want to be premature in so many words. We need to wait. But all the hospital tests say that it's benign." Amen. Reversed his former decision. "But we'll have to wait for a test from Mayo. We won't know for a couple weeks, week or two." Amen. And so Dr. Chandler, he was his family doctor, and he said, "We'll have to wait for those tests from Mayo." I didn't care what Mayo said. I didn't care what anybody said. I already had the word of the Lord. Amen. When the doctor came in, he told him, he said, "We're not doing anything here for you. You can't do for you at home. You can go home." And sent him home. This is the next day after he said, "I'm 99% sure it's cancer." Amen. Said, "You can go home." Praise God. He did go home. The Mayo test did prove good. No cancer. Amen. Hallelujah. God had delivered just like he said. Hallelujah. When he says, "Thus saith the Lord," or "the mouth of the Lord has spoken it," you can tie to it, folks. You can anchor to it. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. The voice said, "Cry," and he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass." Amen. I'd like to go back to that third verse and say, The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Amen. Lord and God there is translated from the word Yahweh. Strong's Concordance number is 3068. Amen. We call it Jehovah. Praise God. And this same scripture is quoted in the Gospels. Every one of them. Just about every one of them. At least three of them. Amen. And John says that it's Jesus he's talking about. Amen. And this Jesus, this Lord, this Jehovah, this God is Jehovah Christ. You see, amen, who was this Jehovah whom John the Baptist was to prepare the way for? It was Jesus Christ. Which proves again that he is also Jehovah, as are the Father and the Holy Spirit. See Genesis 19:24. Which shows one Jehovah on earth raining fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah from another Jehovah in heaven. In Psalms 110:1-5, we find two Jehovahs, our self-existent ones. That's where it says, the Lord said unto my Lord, Jehovah said unto my Jehovah. Amen. Ooh-wee. Hey, praise God. It's with good reason, he said, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Prepare you the way of the Lord. It's no wonder the Bible said his name shall be Emmanuel, which being interpreted means God with us. Hallelujah. Here in the prophecies of Isaiah chapter 40 and three of the Gospels, this same verse is quoted relating to John Baptist's ministry to announce Christ. Amen. And we know in no uncertain terms this Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Amen. You see, the Father is Jehovah, Jesus Christ is Jehovah, and the Holy Spirit is Jehovah. The very word is triune, Jehovah. Amen. Praise God. They're all Jehovah. They're all equal. Praise God. Amen. And when Jesus speaks, God speaks. When the Holy Spirit speaks, God speaks. When God speaks, Jesus speaks. When God speaks, the Holy Spirit speaks. Amen. You don't have one without the other. They work together. Amen. The oneness, folks, said there's just one. Amen. A friend of mine said the reason they cannot except the fact that there's three in the Godhead is because they fussed and fought so long among themselves and everybody else that they can't imagine three of them being up there in eternity and getting along. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. Praise God. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof, and the flower of the field, the grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord, the word of our God shall stand forever. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Zion, that bring us good tidings. Get thee up to the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bring us good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the cities, Jehovah, cities of Judah, behold your God. Amen. And it's still talking about Jesus. And Thomas, doubting Thomas, shelled down the corn. When Jesus said, feel my hands and feel my side, a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. And Thomas said, just what I would have said, my Lord and my God. Amen. And when Thomas canceled out all his debts, he cried, "My Lord and my God." Amen. He shall behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Jesus and his work before him. And he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. That's what Jesus is. Our shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Hallelujah. Oh, when God dwelt in light unapproachable by man, God the Son, if you will. Amen. For that is the destiny he chose. Put on a human body and came down and gathered us in his arms. When God the Father couldn't touch us without burning us up, sizzling every sinew in our body. Amen. Moses couldn't even look at him and live. He had to cover him up and let him see his hinder parts. And even then, Moses came down off the mountain shining so bright they couldn't look at him. It got in his flesh. It got in his bones. Amen. Supernaturally preserved. Here he comes down off of the mountain glowing like a neon. Amen. And they said, "Moses, we can't stand to look at you. Put a veil on." Woo! Hallelujah. God can preserve folks in his presence, and he has. He's got Enoch up there and Elijah up there. Amen. They've been up there for a good while. He knows how to do it. Praise God. He can cover them with his hand and keep them like two olive trees in the presence of God. Hallelujah. But even they're coming back. And in the long range forecast here, actually, amen, tells of the day that Elijah shall return and herald the second coming of Jesus Christ in the clouds of glory. Amen. That's what we got to be ready for, folks. Is that second coming. What an opportunity we have, not only to get ready, but to spread the news and help get others ready. Come around, let's pray. Pray for this service tonight. Pray God's hand will be on it. God's power be manifested. Amen. God's ministers will be a flame of fire in this service tonight. Hallelujah.